Yeah. So the Chur Zakasha, like, how come the Reisha goes like Rabbi Yehuda and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, no, but Tizbru to Rabbi Shimon, that you want to say that Ubavach lo yiskaven, was saying you'll have to throw the mat over the beehive, but don't have intentions of capturing it. You want to say it goes according to Rabbi Shimon? No. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be a kasha. Both Abaye and Rava both said that Moide Rabbi Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yomus. That in a case where it has to happen, like a moshe, psik reisha means if you chop off the head of the chicken, you can't say you're not mechavan to kill it. Because by chopping off the head, it has to die. So in the case when something has to happen, that even when you're not mechavan, you don't realize it, you don't have intentions, still you chayiv. Like here also, we're talking about you taking the mat and throwing it on top of the beehive. By you throwing it on top of the beehive, even though your intentions were just to save it from the rain not to come in, but lamaisa, you're capturing the bees in there. It's a psik resha. You've now covered up the beehive, the bees can't get out. So even though you didn't have intentions of doing it, but if, even according to Rav Shimon, it should be usher. Rav Shimon is only matter in the case where you're dragging the chair along the floor. So your intention is to move the chair from one place to another place. Now, when you're dragging it, sometimes it can make a hole and a scratch in the ground. There we say it's not mitzchavin, you don't realize it, you don't think about it, and it doesn't have to happen. We're not talking about a real heavy chair. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. So since it doesn't have to happen, there ain't a mitzchavin is mutter. But here, when you take a mat and just put it directly on top of the beehive, you're for sure capturing them. So Takashi Ibn Kuan Rav Shimon, why is it mutter? So Gemara says, Li'olam kula Rav Yehudi. I tell you, this whole brice here goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that holds Yesh Muksa, and he also holds Dabba Sheni Miskavin is also. So if so, what does the brice mean to say, Bavach lo Yiskavin lotzud? You have to change it around a little bit. For Ocha b'may askina di yisna, one tell Ocha b'may askina gan yispek fi. One tell Ocha here where there's a window to the beehive. So since there's a window there, therefore you're not making Seder altogether. For loy taimel Rabbi Yehuda, and don't say like this, that Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, Obavach lo yiskavin lotzud, which is mashma, really you are making it say, really you are capturing it, just don't have intentions. No, don't learn like that. Learn Elo Eimah, Obavach lo yasenu mitzuda. Don't make a net around it. In other words, when you're covering up the beehive, right now there's a window there. So since there's a window on the side, for sure you're not making seder, because the bees could fly right out. You're only covering up the top in order that the rain should not come in and ruin it. So what does it mean, levash lo yiskavin? It doesn't mean kavodah, because you're not doing a ma'aseh tzedem. It means it goes like this, levash lo yasenu mitzudah. Don't do another thing. When you want to cover it up, don't make it like a net all around the beehive, even to cover up the window. That's what I mean to say. Don't cover up the window either. Benachnami, if the window is not covered up, then it's mutter. So if you have pshita, avadi can't cover it up. Like, what do you have to tell me? Like, you're telling me, avadi, like, don't make it seder. Avadi is also to make it seder. You can't tell me, like, don't cover up the window. Of course I know you're not going to cover up the window. So Gemara says, yes, I need a chiddush here. Mother time, I would have thought like this. When is it also to capture something? Only if it's a normal thing to capture. It's a min. It's a type of an animal that people capture animals. Since it's a min, it's a type of an animal that people capture, there's an issue they write to capture it. But what about shaloi b'mino nitzud? Let's say something like bees, that nobody goes to capture bees. Mutter, maybe it's like a mutter to capture a bee. Maybe there's no issue to say they're on a bee. Kamash v'lo, no. That on a bee, even though people don't capture it, it's also to make a ma'aseh tzedek. Even on something that people don't capture, still there's an issue to say that. So that's the chiddush here. So that's why I have to tell you this chiddush. Obavad means don't cover up the window either. Don't make a complete net around it, that then it should be a ma'aseh tzedek. Rav Asher Yom, another teretz. Again, the original question was the Koran from Yitzchak. How are you allowed to cover up this beehive in the winter? In the winter, the beehive doesn't have any honey in it. It's muksa. How can you cover? How can you move a kli to cover it up? Rav Asher says, approach the teretz. Rav Asher Omar, mi katoni v'yemoysa chama v'yemoysa geshamim. Does the Brisa say you're allowed to cover it up even in the winter? Even v'yemoysa geshamim? The Brisa just said, b'chama b'fnei achama. You're allowed to cover it up when it's sunny to keep the sun out. Oh, the geshamim of the geshamim. And the day when it's raining, you're allowed to cover up the beehive to keep the rain out. Katoni. But biyayim nisan biyayim tishrei. But Avad is talking about in the spring, talking about in the summer, when there is honey there. The ika chama, the ika geshamim, the ika dvash. It's talking about a nisan time when there's sun, there's rain then, and there's honey there. So since there's honey there in the beehive, lamais, it's not muksa. So then Avad, you're allowed to be metal, so you could use the beehive. And since you could use it, therefore, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to throw a mat over the biyar to cover it. But then the chanami, in the winter time, when there's no honey there, then takrit's also according to Rabbi Yitzchak. But Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. Allah, we hold, you're allowed to move a kli, as long as the kli is not muksa, you can move it for any purpose you want, even as with tzarech, adavra muksa. Right, the v'noistin kli takas atlaf b'shabbos. You're allowed, if you have a leak in your roof, you're allowed to put a pitcher, a pot, underneath it to capture the water. Tana v'dov in a braisa, in the smala kli, let's say the pot got filled up to the top, shofech, take it outside and spill it out, v'shoin and do it over again. V'yena nim, you don't have to stop. Now, as many times you have to empty it out, you're allowed to. You have a heta to keep your house clean. The mara be'rechaya d'abaya. Abaya had a rechaya, a millstone. We used to grind. The dolof. No, just the rain. A rain started to rain in on top of his millstone. He had a grinder in his house, and there was a leak in the roof. And the rainwater, the dirty water, started to run in and go on the rechaya. So of course, the hefset, it may ruin his millstone. So what can he do? Is also came to the rav. It came to rav. Amalei rav told him an eitz like this. To move the millstone by itself, it's muksa. Now I gotta move the millstone by itself. So he gave him an ace like this. Zil aila leperecha lehosam. Go bring your bed into that room. In other words, make yourself living in that room. Now, if that's gonna be your living room right now, delehebek graf sharei. It's very not nice in your living room to have a millstone there, to have a grinder there. It's like a dover, it's a shmutzli kazach, it's a misa thing. So the lacher is anything that's meat, that's disgusting to you, even though it's muksa, the rabbanan said you're allowed to move it away. Just like the pot that the tzoya, you're allowed to move away. Who are in here also? If this is disgusting to you, you're allowed to move it away. So that was his aita. Make this room into living room right now, and then it's not nice to have a millstone there, so you're allowed to move it away so the water should not ruin it. V'yafka and take it out. So Yosef Abayi Rebekul Kashle, Abayi didn't listen. He had kashas about this. It was bothering him. V'chiyosin graf sharei l'chachilo. Good, it's true. If the millstone would have been in my living room already, I'm allowed to move it away. But right now, this room is not my living room. Right now, the room is my storage room. So what kind of hector do I have to bring my bed in there to make it into the living room? That's considered like you're making a grav sharei l'chatchila that you're not allowed to do. His akol poim, since Abaye didn't listen and he waited, adahochi nofel berechayim. Abaye didn't listen to his Rebbe, and in the meantime, the rain came in and busted his whole millstone. So Be'rechaya d'Abaya, Abaya's whole millstone got ruined. Almost Abaya said upon himself, "Tasteless, like I deserve this that happened to me." Ti avriya d'mar, I didn't listen to my Rebbe. Like he didn't listen to his Rebbe. Rabba told him, "Go and make into your living room and be graf sharei." And Abaya didn't listen. Therefore, Abaya at the end felt bad that he said this happened because he didn't listen. So Rashi explained, like, what's the pshat tak in Rabbah? Even though we had Gemara before, it's tak it true. You're not allowed to make a graf sharei l'chatchila. Like l'chatchila we had before, you're not allowed to invite a goy over to the house on Yom Tov. One of the reasons why, because when he gets finished drinking the wine, the leftover wine is muksa. It's also banot yai nesach. He'll have to leave it, he can't move the glass. So then you're going to have a graf sharei there, you're not allowed to invite him over. Even though if he's there ready, and the glass is on the table, you're allowed to take it away. But the law is, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to invite him over, because l'chatchila, you're not allowed to go to make something mi'is in order to take it away. So you see, you're not allowed to do it, l'chatchila. So how come here, Rabbi said you're allowed to? So Rashi says, first of all, here was a hefsed mamin, shem hefsed mamin, we more makel here, or else the other reason is not really called l'chatchila, because you're allowed to bring your bed there to make this room into your living room. Like over there, to invite the goy, you have no right, don't invite the goy over. But here, it's much better. Rashi say, one second. The Tais speaks out. The Tais says here, "Tasty dover adamar." The Afgad the minli up perak days. The noise of grass lechatchila. The larab of the hochi shor mishum pseida. Once he goes here to hefsid, you're losing out. Your millstone is mutter. Or mishum le miklu lechatchila kol kachocho. Ki mishum gesham kvar mazalfim abayis. Since the water was already running into the house, it's not called lechatchila. My shenkin over there to invite a goy. Don't invite the goy altogether. But Omar Shmuel said, "Grav sharei." Grashamay Mr. Pari that you use to put the soya there in, or else v'yovet shomei meraglayim, that's the bowl used to put the meraglayim in, is mutter loitzin liyashpa. The latter carry them out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, even though they're muksa, disgusting, but it's a graf shereh, the rabbanu will make all to take them, throw them out of the house. When you want to bring them back into the house, it's just to carry the bowl itself will be muksa. You can't carry the bowl by itself. So the answer is to put some water in it, and then the rabbanu will make to carry it back with water. The actual bowl itself is muksa, it's machmas mias. Maybe you won't have water inside, it would be also to carry it back in. So therefore, to take it out, but to carry it back, what's the heter? You have to put water in it, that makes it mutter. Now, Savim in the Gemara, so what to say? Karav sharei agav monin. It's only mutter to carry the bowl, because you're not really carrying the tzoyah, the shmus itself, you're only carrying the bowl, that's mutter. Of bifnei atzman loy. I mean, let's say you have shmus itself, you have the disgusting things itself, to pick it up with your hands, that the Gemara ought to say that's also. You're only allowed to carry it out in a kli, carry out the bowl. But the tzoy itself should be yosa. Mor says, no, Toshma, bring your rye, not like that. Tiyulak varta, there was a mouse. Tiyishtakach beyasfaktio de Ravashi. It was found, Trashi besomin, in Ravashi's besomin, in his smelling salt. Is omole Ravashi, Ravashi said, nikta betzutzisa viyafko, pick it up by its tail and throw it out. Here he was mocked to take the disgusting mouse out of here, even though the mouse of Chura should be muksa. But since the meister was in his place, we had the b'samin. So it was a misa thing, was very disgusting. You have the heter of graf sharei. Anything that's disgusting in front of you, you're allowed to pick it up and throw it away. Take it out, there's no b'samin muksa on it. So even to pick up the mouse itself, also it's mutter. So see, graf sharei, the heter is even to pick up the shmutz itself. We spoke out that's one of the heter mamos to clean off the table on Shabbos. And let's say you serve nuts, and you have the shells of the nuts on the table, the shells of the nuts are muksa. Let's say you served eggs, hard-boiled eggs. And the shells of the eggs are muksa. The shell of what's that to clean off the table, they're muksa. So one heter is, if you have a lot of it on the table looks disgusting. And then the table doesn't look nice now, there's a heter of graf sharei. Something means, you allow it with your hands, pick up the shells, and throw them away, clean off the table. Right. Kol shechayovim ola mishum shvus. Anything that's awesome, the rabbonim, mishum shvus. Shvus is, the rabbonim want you to rest on Shabbos, don't do it. Or else mishum rishus. Rishus means a little stronger of a lashon. It's not a complete mitzvah, but Rishus means like it's a good reason to do it. Still, the Rabbanan said don't do it, or else Mishum mitzvah. There are certain things that even though it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan still said don't do it. Really, these are three different types of shvusim. A shvus means that midirais you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rabbanan said midirabbanan shvus, rest, don't do it. So there are three different categories of resting midirabbanan. One is a pure Rishus, that stam, don't do it. Then there's a rishus, something that's a medial thing. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a rishus. And then there's a mitzvah. Now, b'shabbos chayovim olov, b'yomtiv. Anything that is a shvush, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, the same halach applies to yomtiv also. Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to do these things on yomtiv. Now, what are they? V'yeluhein mishum shvush. These are the things that the rabbonin said, don't do it on yomtiv, mishum anisat rabbonin. Loy oylem b'ilo, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on yomtiv, or on Shabbos. Who are din yomtiv also, it's also to climb up a tree. Now that I ride on an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can't swim underwater on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. The Rabbanan said it's also. This is called the complete Shvus. There's no mitzvah involved here. The Rabbanan just said don't do it. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason why the Rabbanan said don't do these things. You can't clap your hands. You can't knock them against the thigh. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. These are the things that are also Mishum Shvus. We'll soon talk about what the heter of Manazera to do these things. The Mishnah is also to clap hands or to dance on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Now these things now are mixas mitzvah, but they're not a complete mitzvah. So that's what's called the Rishus, but still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Loi donin, you can't pass in a shayla. A din, you can't make a din terror on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi mekadishin, you can't be mekadishin isha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi cholsin, you can't make chalitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi miyavin, you can't make yibun. These things are called the rishus. We'll see in the Gemara why it's called the rishus, why it's not called the real mitzvah. V'yeluei mishum mitzvah. These things, even though it's a mitzvah, still also you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi makdishin, you can't make something hegdish on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'loi marichin, you can't make erchin on Shabbos. Can't like also, you know you do the money litzaka. Can't say erkecholai, and the money goes to hegdish, even though it's a mitzvah, you can't do it on Shabbos. V'loy machrim, and he can't make charama, which is also a type of the hegdish. Rashi says, Harei behem zu cherim. You want this animal to be cherim. Ustam charam lebedek abayis. Stam charam is giving a matana to the Beis HaMikdash. So even though it's a mitzvah, still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'loy magviyin truma o maiser. You're not allowed to take off truma and maiser on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And these are things that are also midrabbonim, midrais, it's mutter, it's a shmus. The rabbonim said, rest, don't do it. But the thing is, even though it's a mitzvah involved, still the rabbonim said, don't do it. We'll soon see the Gemara, why not? Kol leilu b'yom tov omru, kal v'choyme b'shabbos. These are locals rules said by Yom Tov, and for sure they apply to Shabbos also. And the klal of our Mishnah is, ein ben Yom Tov l'shabbos elo oichol nefesh bavad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that on Yom Tov you have a right to do oichol nefesh. Melachas l'tzarech food. Mashenken on Shabbos not. But all of the surim, even though it's on Yosem d'Rabbonin, just like it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara goes to explain all these cases. First case was, a shavus was the Erlin Bilan, and now I want to climb up a tree on Shabbos. Gzer Hashem Yitlish. We're afraid maybe you come to pull off a branch when you're climbing up. And Mechlaus is Gzer Rabbler Erlin means you're not allowed to be Mishtamish. You're not allowed to use the tree at all on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put your coat on top of the tree. You can't take a coat off the tree. Anything you have on the tree, you can't take it off. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish, use the tree at all on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That's all Mechlaus is Gzer Rabbler. We're afraid maybe you pull off a branch. The same thing, you're not allowed to ride on top of an animal, and the same thing, you're not allowed to put your coat or your hat, anything on top of the animal either. Gzeiros, all the same, Gzeiros, we're afraid if you ride the animal, maybe you'll end up riding outside the Tchum Shabbos. Fred Gemara, if that's true, it's Gzeiros, that maybe you go outside. Mashmi, if you go outside the Tchum, it's Shemamina Tchum Diraisa. You have to say it doesn't get to Diraisa. It will be awesome if the rice to go outside the tchum, then it's good. The rabbanan said, Xera, don't ride the horse. We're afraid you go too far out the tchum. But if you tell me, though, Posh, we hold tchum is only with the rabbanan, so the rabbanan don't make Xera. The rabbanan should not say, now let him ride a horse. Because even if you ride the horse and you go outside the tchum, you're only doing an issa the rabbanan. On an issa the rabbanan don't make Xera. So, Chur, you have to say tchum is the rice, and we hold not like that. So, what should be the reason of the Mishnah? Why can't you ride a horse on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Ella, you have to answer like this. Not that we're afraid you go outside the tchum. Because even if you go, it's only Yosem of the Rabbonin. So Rabbonin don't make a gzeira on a gzeira. Ella gzeira shemeyechtech zemeira. We're afraid while you're riding your horse, you don't want to pull off a stick or a branch off a tree in order to hit the horse to go faster. So we're afraid maybe you pull off a branch. That's why it's also to ride a horse on Shabbos. And no, I didn't. You can't be mishtamish with balachayim. You can't put anything on top of the animal or take something off the animal on Shabbos. You can't go swimming on Shabbos. Why not? We're afraid you come to make a raft on Shabbos. So Pasha here is talking about swimming in the ocean or swimming in a river. That there we're afraid maybe you'll drown there. So there a bona made Xavier, we're afraid maybe you come to make a raft to float on. Rashi says Chavi Shoshayt, much as Kli Shaguma, type of a Kli made out of Guma rubber. Sha'orgin Oisan, you weave it. You're like able to float with it, you teach yourself how to swim with it. So afraid maybe you make the sin, that's why you can't swim in an ocean or in a river. So in the swimming pool itself, there's a shayla, maybe it'll be mutter. Rakob bottom a saucer anywhere because you're wearing a bathing suit. You're not allowed to put any clothing into water on Shabbos. So if you go swimming without wearing anything, maybe the swimming pool could be a tzaret mutter. A kopon of wearing anything, any type of clothing, it's usler, because you're not allowed to let the suit go into, not let your clothing go into water. We hold shriyos and zui kibbus. Let the clothing soak in water is nissa kibbus. Kids, you shouldn't go swimming on Shabbos. But here, this din, I think, is talking about not a swimming pool, it's talking about in the river or in an ocean. But if you have a swimming pool that has a, that comes up a little bit, the water stays inside, you don't have this gzera, you don't have there. Not a clap or dance on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why? Gzeira Shem Yisakin Klishir. We're afraid that being a dance, the Gzeira is interesting. That if you're allowed to dance and not a clap, you want to be very happy, you're going to have instruments there. And what's wrong with playing instruments? You're allowed to play instruments. You're afraid that if you play instruments, maybe the instrument will break in the middle of playing. And you're going to come to fix it. And that's an issue deraisa. If the instrument breaks on Shabbos Yom Tov and you go to fix it, you're making a kli, that's awesome. So Mishum the Gzera, we're afraid maybe you'll break, the kli will break and fix it. We said, first of all, you're not allowed to play the instruments. You can't play music on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And they went a step further to say, you're also not allowed to clap your hands, and you're not allowed to dance to the music. So there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan, and he once said, Bizman is there, you're allowed to dance and clap your hands, because he says, the Gzeri was only in the Gemara's times when you used to really dance to the beat. As I was saying, such dancing you can only do if you have music. So Melo, to dance that type of a dance, you have to have music. So there's the Gzeri. If you can have music, you're afraid the Kli will break, you come to fix it, don't do such dancing. But our dancing, we just walk around the circle, that's not real dancing. He says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who wasn't clapping here also, we wouldn't have this Gzeri. And also, there's the famous Tosfos we had before in Daf Lamed. Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, it was brought down before, Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, on Tosfos Ein Metavchin, the Mara says also the same din here, cannot clap your hands on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So, Pirush HaKuntris, the middle of Tosfos. Pirush HaKuntris, Mishum Shir, Oy Mishum Ovel, Fulayin Hira. No, the next Tosfos. Tanan Ein Metavchin Meim Rakhtin, you can't clap your hands or you can't dance on Shabbos. Pirush Rashi, Shem Yisak and Klishir. We're afraid maybe the instrument will break and it come to fix it, that's why it's usher. The Tais says, Miyul will be done. And even in Tais's times he said, Shari, we're allowed to dance now and clap now on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Dafka V'yameyim Shoyu B'kiyim Latas Klishir. Only in times of the Gemara, when everybody knew how to fix the Klishir, Shayach L'Nigzer. Then it's Shayach to have the Gzerah not to dance, maybe come to fix the Kli. Avul Didan. And on the B'kiyim Latas Klishir of L'Shayach L'Nigzer. Since we don't know how to fix the kli so much, we don't make this gzeirah. So I'm not sure. So according to Tais, the chur should come out, you're allowed to play the instruments also. But the only reason you can't play the instruments is because you're afraid they'll break and come to fix them. But Tais says you can't fix them, they wouldn't be the gzeirah. But Tais doesn't say you can play the instruments. Tais also just says, the akol part of me, you're allowed to dance, and you're allowed to clap on Shabbos. So the old achrayim, Master Kasha and Tais's dome, usually the klal is, that kol davar shebeminyan, so achminyan achalatira, we had a gemara before in the Avdeis about that hey, that any time the Rabbanim made a gzera, even though the reason of the gzera does not apply anymore, but you have to listen to the gzera until another bezdin comes and takes away that gzera. So Tais is saying, the first gzera not to dance once was afraid, you'll fix the kli. So true, that reason doesn't apply anymore. But still, since no bezdin came, was mavatlit, halacha should be still should be also. So that's why some achrayim want to say it's still also to dance and clap. That's why some people are makbetaka not to clap or not to dance. Rakopon and luchura that start to be mekel at the Aruch HaShulchan. First of all, you have tzitzis to be mekel, and even not like tzitzis, the Aruch HaShulchan want to say that our dancing and our clapping hands was never in the first gzeira. The first gzeira was only in a real study type of dancing that your mom would need music for that type of a dance. Then you're afraid maybe you come to fix the kli. But now a posture of walking around the circle, that's not real dancing. That could be mutter to do on Shabbos also. But these are the things that's called the reshus ladoni kin have a din torah. For the gemara of a mitzvah covered, what even on a reshus? To have a din torah, it's called a mitzvah. You're passing the shaila. Let's reach the ika odef minei. No, you're not going to the best bezdin you could. Real, there's a more chash of a bezdin. You should have went to him. You're going to a medium type of a bezdin. So it's called a reshus, like you're allowed to do it, but you can't say it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, you should have went to a better bezdin. Vayta v'loy mekachin. You can't marry your wife on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah call this only Rishus? The Chorot's a mitzvah to get married. Now the Gemara, Tzurich, we're talking about here, the Yisla Isha Bonim. He already has a wife and he already has children. So he's already Mekayim mitzvah for Revu. So now to have another wife, it's not a complete mitzvah, but a Rishus, a mitzvah mitzvah there is. Like Toi Rashi says, the second line, the end. O miyuk tzas mitzvah, a little of a mitzvah there is. Because even though you had children already, don't stop from having more children. There's still a limit to say that they have more children. So here it says, call the Rishus. That's should come out right. The other thing could be it's a light plug though. Once the Rabbanan said not to do it, but we don't do it. We don't do it anyway. But you're right, according to this reason, No. Also, it'd still be us to do. The Gemara is only asking now, why isn't it called a mitzvah? The Mishnah said three categories that are also. Certain things that's a reshus, certain things are mitzvah. But even if it will be a mitzvah, still you're not allowed to do it. We'll soon see why not. Now the question is, why is it under the category of a reshus? It should be under the category of a mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, not a mitzvah, we're talking about a case where you had a wife already. Then it's not under the category of a mitzvah, it's under the category of a reshus. In the case with the first marriage, true, then it's under the category of a mitzvah. But still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. You can't make chalitz, you can't make yibun on Shabbos. Again, why is it only called a reshus? Well, a mitzvah cover, it's a mitzvah to make yibun. If you if your brother died and he had no children, so it's a mitzvah to marry his wife? We're talking about you're not the oldest brother, there's another brother here. Or mitzvah the godel, the ikka mitzvah the godel, the oldest brother should marry. So to make yibum. So if you're the second brother and you want to do it, it's called a reshus. You could do it, it's a mixas mitzvah, but it's not the ikka mitzvah, that's why the Mishnah doesn't call it a mitzvah. Or mitzvah the godel yadim. The kula, what's the reason why you can't get married? Why can't you make a din Torah on Shabbos? Why can't you make chalitza? Why can't you make yibum? What's the reason? Time of my zereshem yichtav. All these things usually you write down. By a din Torah, usually you write down the din Torah. Getting married, you write down the ksuba, you write down things. You write down the shtar. Chalitza, you write down things. So you can't do these things on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you're afraid maybe you come to write them down. These are things that are mitzvah you're not allowed to do. You can't make hegdish or erech or machrim, all different types of hegdishes on Shabbos. Why not? It looks like you're doing business on Shabbos. Because hegdish means you're giving it away from you and giving it over to the gizbar, you're giving it to the Beis Hamikdash. You're like selling it to the Beis Hamikdash. You're saying the animal doesn't belong to you anymore, now it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. So it looks like mekach hamemcha, so the Rabbanan asked it. What's wrong with doing mekach hamemcha on Shabbos? So Rashi learns, Mishnah mekach hamemcha doing business, to the mekach hamemcha domi. It looks like you're doing business here. Shemaitim reshus to reshus hegdish. You're taking the animal out of your possession and putting it into the possession of hegdish. Now Rashi says, mekach hamemcha also min hamikra. It's also from a pasuk. Because it's not a pasuk of the Rabbanan, it's more than the Rabbanan. You see, the pasuk says, mimsa chefzcha v'dav v'dover. That you now want to talk about things, about business on Shabbos. So it's also medivrei seiferim, it's a bigger issa. In another pshat Rashi says, mekach hamemcha also de ksiva, shtarim mechira. It's also v'gzera, you come to write down what you sold. V'yim time mimsa v'gzera v'gzera, kulachot v'gzera, it's one big gzera. You can't make hegdish because we're afraid you do mekach hamemcha, it's one big zera. You can't do business because we're afraid you come to write down on Shabbos. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.